tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Angle. Why do you close your eyes when you do that? Okay. And Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Happy to be here with you. Some waiver wires have run, and it's Halloween. It's Halloween. The studio is set up. We're ready to rock. You are required next Tuesday to wear a costume. You, that is three.
I'm on. They need to pull me out the game. I didn't get them out of here. Boo. And then I flick the crowd off as I go to the dugout. I'm not talking to reporters after the game.
That kid, who did Alabama play again this week? I forget who it was. But the other team scored the touchdown down like 45-0.
Yeah.
And the guy that didn't even score is giving the double bird to the fans.
I love it.
You didn't shut us out. Yeah. There you go. What surprised me yesterday, guys, about the waiver wire, Jalen Richard and Scottie just did not go for nearly as much as we expected. We thought 17 yesterday. If you have about half your budget left, he went for 11, 13, depending on where you look. People just aren't interested in this Raiders backfield this week.
No, they're not, because the Raiders haven't run the ball very effectively with this committee. But when you get Richard more of an opportunity, I think there's more potential upside there. It depends on where you look. There are a lot of people dealing with buys here, but they also look at the matchup against Buffalo, and they perceive Buffalo to be a very good defense.
I think it's kind of crazy that Jalen Richard was not more sought after. Even DeAndre Washington. I mean, I think both these guys are going to get the touches. Washington should get the any goal line carries. And Richard has the upside ability. I think he's the most talented out of all the Raider backs. But he has the upside in the pass catching game.
Here's the issue, though, why people won't bid too heavily. Because this is a one-game rental, people looking like. I'm not saying wrong, but people looking at this as a one-game rental, that Lynch is still going to be involved when he comes back, and it's going to be a committee again.
Yeah, but there's got to be a bunch of 3-4 teams trying to get to that 4-4
mark. They should have him, because they need that one-game rental, and he needs to go in lineups more than likely this week, even though with the matchup.
And what were you saying, guys, before? Was ultimately, wasn't it that, hey, Jalen Richard, if he could just look good, he could take something away from Marshawn Lynch, same thing with DeAndre Washington. I mean, let's be very clear.
And catch 3 or 4 passes a game, too.
Marshawn Lynch, we're talking about L's, you took the L at Terrell Pryor. You didn't take an L of Marshawn Lynch. This dude's been terrible.
Marshawn Lynch is a novelty act.
He's been absolutely horrible. Scotty and I were, kind of nailed this one, and then he's not the same dude anymore.
He was in a traveling circus.
You're correct. That's exactly what it's been.
He looked good the first week, and that was it.
Well, here's the thing. We expected the Raiders to look better. If the Raiders look better, Marshawn Lynch could very well look better because he have game scripts in his favor. He don't have game scripts in his favor because that team's always playing from behind.
It's not just the game scripts. He's not anywhere correct. What he was, period.
In PBR,
although Corey makes a point. The line is middling this year.
I'll say this. In PBR leagues, Jalen Richard has more points than Marshawn Lynch. And that's now. Marshall Lynch is not playing this weekend. Say that. Take a break. When we come back, Demaryius Thomas or Blake.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
DFS to try. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls every week, and they are free to enter. Simply sign up now at www.fantasyfactor.com. Free NBA and NFL games every week. It's www.fantasyfactor.com. Okay, gentlemen, we talked about Demaryius Thomas earlier. And the question was, Demaryius Thomas or Devin Funchess for this week? And I said Devin Funchess, and it was kind of crazy that this is where we were going, right? Like, Devin Funchess, just say the names out loud, or Demaryius Thomas. But I have some other names with Demaryius Thomas that I'm looking for here for the rest of the year. So, let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, boy. Demaryius Thomas is one of my guys, one of my favorite players in the NFL.
And I'm looking at my list.
And this is not going to be, I'm not going to be happy going through this because some of these names are not going to be people that should be in the conversation with Demaryius Thomas.
I'm looking at my list, Corey, and I'm thinking, I feel like I just shot too high here. Like, I'm thinking that I may have gone too high with the players that are on this
list.
Let's
do it.
Demaryius Thomas or T.Y. Hilton?
Demaryius Thomas, I'll be honest. Oh,
wow. It was 2 weeks ago you told me to trade for T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, because I thought Andrew Luck.
Me to trade with
I thought Andrew Luck would be back.
I told you Andrew Luck would not be back.
You were sitting here.
I sat here all summer.
You sat here all this time. And I'm sitting here and I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got to go DT over TY.
Scotty?
I'm going to go Demaryius Thomas. I feel like he's going to be more consistent in terms of the receptions and the yardage.
I say TY.
Why?
I just think he's so tired. At some point, they just got to get him the ball. I know the home road splits. It's really, you know, it's you wouldn't have pictured going into week eight that, you know, you're kind of debating these guys in the situation they're in right now.
In three of the last four games, Hilton has six catches for 77 yards. Sandwiched around that big game against San Francisco, so I got to go with Thomas.
I mean, Thomas has had, like, what? In the last three games he's played, he's had two-point games, and he had, like, 23 points in another. But
he's had some real stinkers, man.
But, you know, the games to open the season, though, 5 for 67, 6 for 71, 6 for 98, and I figure I can count on that more.
I'm starting T.Y. Hilton this week, by the way. I have some bye weeks.
I am too, unfortunately, Greg.
I'm starting T.Y. Hilton this week.
Yeah, I am too, unfortunately. I don't feel good about it
well,
either.
My other issue is on this team, I have T.Y. Hilton, Davante Adams, and Larry Fitzgerald.
I don't understand how this is happening.
Things were all so great a week ago.
Yeah. Well,
that's look good on draft day.
I didn't have those guys on draft
okay.
day.
I mean, I'm very happy with the season has ended
yep.
in fantasy, but there's still another whole half, and hopefully, you know, you get health. Health is one of the most important things.
It's a battle of attrition.
Health and production.
Demaryius Thomas or Jordy Nelson?
Ooh, I had to go Jordy. Give me Jordy just because oh, man. Just give me I can't tell you why.
This is crazy.
Maybe the one
touchdowns.
I'm going to say Jordy. Both of these guys have quarterback issues, but I feel like it will get better for Jordy.
Will it?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't think it's as bad as it looked this past game is, you know, to Matt's earlier point. You know, I feel like Jordy's going to start finding the end zone. Again, not as consistently. It's very close, but I'm going to go Jordy.
I'm going to go Jordy for the touchdowns. That's the only reason why. And I think it's really close once again.
Demaryius Thomas or Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper.
I'm going upside.
So that's Amari Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going Amari Cooper, too, making a sweep for the upside.
Isn't it amazing if we would have done this 1 week ago, what we would have said?
You know.
Unbelievable.
It's a week-to-week league.
Yeah, it is.
It's a week-to-week league.
It's a week.
Every which
big
way
difference.
It is. Demaryius Thomas or Alshon Jeffrey?
I'm going Alshon because of this offense. I think the best is yet to come from Alshon.
I don't think there's great yet to come from Alshon. I think there's better yet to come. I'm going to lean Alshon Jeffrey. He's already gotten the end zone more frequently.
All right, so let's do this. If I'm in your inbox and you're a DT owner and I'm offering you Alshon Jeffrey, you accepting that trade?
I think so, yeah.
Doesn't move my needle, but okay.
I mean, it's one of those kissing trades.
Yeah, kissing cheeks.
put.
Not that chick, Scott. Not the one you kissed on Russell.
if you offered me Demaryius Thomas
and we talk about maturity.
If you offered me Alshon Jeffrey for your Demaryius Thomas, I would take Alshon Jeffrey. Or my Demaryius Thomas.
I would take Alshon too.
Your offense, how many, you know, you got Wentz there, they're throwing the ball a ton. There's really no running game that's existent.
You're very proud of yourself, aren't you? Took you an hour and a half to wake up.
Oh, man, Scotty. I'm not going to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you should. I might punch you.
Demaryius Thomas or Kelvin Benjamin?
Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin definitely going to score more frequently.
Yeah, I'm going to take I know sometimes we overemphasize it and stuff, but if you just look at the rest of the season schedule,
yep,
the Panthers just line up really nice. That's why I would still, if you can buy low on Cam with the state of the quarterback situation this year, I would buy low.
Look, the difference between Kelvin Benjamin is like the difference between Matt Modica and Corey Parson in college. He's Kelvin Benjamin, Modica. Always scored. Corey Parson never scores like Demaryius Thomas.
Mm-hmm. I was kidding, yeah. College. Scott.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas or Marvin Jones?
Demaryius Thomas. You can't trust Marvin Jones, especially when Golden Tate is back.
Well, we don't know when Golden Tate's coming back.
Yeah, that's I
don't even know how much I can trust him when he's there.
I'm still going to say Demaryius Thomas, but it's a hell of a lot closer than you would ever
think. Not close for me.
Oh, you hate Marvin Jones.
I like him a little bit better, you know, with Tate out, but I'd rather have Demaryius Thomas for sure.
But Dr. Ray said this is like, could be like 7 weeks. I'm not saying he's going to be out for seven weeks. But Dr. Ray said, you know, his diagnosis was he's not going to be fully healthy.
Correct.
I just worry about when defenses know that Marvin Jones is going to be the top guy, they're going to shut him down. We've seen it before.
Corey?
Repeat the question.
Demaryius Thomas or Marvin Jones?
That's easy money right there. I got to go Demaryius Thomas. I don't think Demaryius Thomas is a better football player than Marvin Jones. Now, maybe you want to buy into the Golden Tate going for a month thing. Between now and Thanksgiving, I'm still going to go DT. I can't with Marvin Jones. I'm not a fan of Marvin Jones.
Last one, Demaryius Thomas or Sterling Shepard?
I can't believe we got to this level.
Sterling Shepard's going to pepper with a lot of targets, and he's going to score more.
I'm going Demaryius Thomas.
I got to go DT.
This one's not close for me.
So Marvin Jones is a closer one for you?
Marvin Jones is a closer one, and it's a better offense.
Right.
And I think they're going to – look, if Golden Tate is not there, Marvin Jones is just going to get a ton more targets. Matthew Stafford is better than Eli Manning, in my opinion. And the loss of Odell Beckham is much more of a loss than Golden Tate.
I feel like Eli has hardly anybody else to go to. And Marvin Jones, like, not a good route runner. You know, he's like a downfield guy, and it's boom or bust with him. And once defenses know that, you know, that he's going to be a top guy for Stafford, I think, and he gets more defensive respect, we've already seen Marvin Jones flame out.
Yeah, but Eli without Odell this year has just been god-awful. I mean, he wasn't great with him.
Well, he doesn't even have Shepard right now, so.
And then Shepard's never going to face that number one cornerback, too.
I think he's more capable of doing that than Jones is.
Would you? I have two more. I changed my mind. There's two more that I wanted to bring up to you. And that was Demaryius Thomas or Pierre Garçon?
Garçon.
Very quick answer.
Even with the bum quarterback.
Neither one of them score. I feel like for catches and yardage, I might want Thomas.
I think I'm going to say Thomas, because I really don't like the 30 for 30 guy.
So there you go.
why do you do that? You've been running that into the ground.
I don't run into this. It was used,
killed me a few days ago for mentioning that.
I used it well.
But isn't it interesting?
No, just you used it.
Isn't it interesting? Corey, you mentioned Garçon immediately, not even close. You say Thomas, not even close.
I want somebody that can catch the football. Somebody who's going to get targeted. Somebody who's going to have some kind of life. Demaryius Thomas don't have that much life right now. I love the talent. He's more talented than dudes like Jones. But Garçon is just going to rack up targets. And even though they come from the 30 for 30 guy, it's just like, ugh.
What targets did he get last week? He was getting murdered.
Who?
C.J. Beathard.
He didn't score a single point
against the Cowboys. They scored one late garbage touchdown against the Dallas defense. That's bad.
Sean Lee played last week.
So, that's one player. It's still not a good defense.
Oh, that's one player.
It's like Oakland's defense. They got Khalil Mack.
Oh, this is not this guy talks about a defense with one player. Last year when the general went down, everything went out the window. Everything went out the window when the general went down last year.
It's totally different.
When the lieutenant, the general.
I touched the homer button. I touched the homer button.
No.
I touched the homer button.
I'm not fooling with this guy.
Yeah, because you're a homer.
I'm not. Just remember, when the general goes down, it's okay for the defense to come down.
That's a good
anybody
defense.
Anybody else.
It's one player. That's
when
not
the general,
a, that's not
when
a
the general
defense.
Goes down and the offense stinks, it's the general's fault.
Push the homer button.
Say, Rick, how do you still value Martavis Bryant? We'll tell you how you should next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
So let's talk about Martavis Bryant, because we're getting a lot of questions about that, and a lot of people want to know about him. So let me start here. You know, the problems, Corey, with Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Should he be dropped from your fantasy team?
Oh, yeah, you put him on a waiver wire. You can't fool with Martavis Bryant. He's just bad spirit in your fantasy locker room.
So you're dropping him, done.
I'm done. I'm finished. I don't care if he come back and he lead the league in touchdowns for the rest of the way. He should be on the waiver wire. I can't fool with him. It's too much going on. The situation doesn't look good. I think they're phasing him out the offense, so there's nothing I can do about that. That's on him now.
All waiver wire team, your starting wide receivers, Martavis Bryant and Terrell Pryor.
And Sammy Watkins is the wide receiver 3.
Yeah.
You can't even start on that team.
So you guys are both dropping Martavis Bryant as well?
I've dropped Martavis Bryant 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, if I was, like, say, Corey, like, to put, if you're 6-1 or you're, like, leading in points and you could keep him there at, like, that last bench spot, then why not? But, yeah.
Okay, so you know what? I will move past this either or, because there's a bunch of those kind of guys, and if you guys are all saying drop them, then it's not worth doing. So
yeah.
we'll move
Martavis Bryant and Deontay Thompson. You know?
Well, I mean, it was really like Martavis Bryant or like Paul Richardson, really.
Or like Martavis Bryant, like, Ted Ginn, who would you rather have?
Ted Ginn.
Yeah.
He's
Martavis Bryant or Trent Taylor. You know, it's come to that.
All right. I mean, you want to do it? I'll do it. You guys are
Let's cool. do it. Let's have fun with it.
All right, Martavis Bryant or Sammy Watkins?
Oh boy. You know what? They still go to Sammy Watkins downfield on some deep passes. I'll take Sammy Watkins. They still go to him in the end zone for a few jump balls too.
You know, Sammy Watkins is the battle of malcontents.
The battle of zeros.
Sure. So Martavis Bryant or Robert Woods?
Robert Woods.
Martavis Bryant or Jamison Crowder?
I still got to hope that Crowder has
I think
they did something really toward the receivers.
At least yeah. I would say JC, because at least JC is not in the doghouse.
I would say Jamison Crowder as well.
I think Jamison Crowder, there's no upside there whatsoever. I feel like Bryant, there's still some lingering upside dust.
You might be right there, Scott. I don't know you.
Martavis Bryant or Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones.
I despise Marvin Jones, and I'll take Marvin Jones
Me
over
too.
Him.
Martavis Bryant or Jared Cook?
Jared Cook.
I can't say it, you know, so I'll just say I won't take Martavis Bryant.
I'll take Martavis Bryant.
I've been doing
You take Martavis Bryant over Jared Cook. Top 12 tight end, Jared Cook.
I hear you.
I've been doing radio show in the morning for seven, 8 years.
Sure, right? Yeah.
I get text messages. What are you doing? What do you think I'm doing at 8 o'clock in the damn morning?
You're working.
I'm working.
Yes. I do every morning.
Yeah, like I do every morning.
Yeah. Sorry. Martavis Bryant or Mohamed Sanu?
Mohamed Sanu.
I mean, Mohamed Sanu is more talented than Julio Jones.
I know. I'm about to say Julio Jones or Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu. If you ask Matt Ryan would be like, Mohamed Sanu.
Martavis Bryant or Tavares King?
Please, you're going to break that wire too, Scotty. Martavis Bryant.
We'll talk about that off the air.
You're going to get a big bill.
Martavis Bryant, Paul Richardson.
Paul Richardson.
PR.
All right.
Paul Richardson.
Let's do a better one. So a name that obviously was my guy, my favorite player, everybody knows that, was my guy Keenan Allen. So on this season, Keenan Allen has 36 receptions, 487 yards, but just one touchdown.
You know what the thing with Keenan Allen is?
Yeah, I remember 2 weeks ago you were saying that you were vehemently disagreeing that I should have acquired Tyreek Hill in a standard.
I said Keenan. I vehemently said, how do you not go Keenan Allen over Tyreek Hill?
And that's why. One touchdown.
He was right. Yeah. I was a Keenan Allen truther. And I'm wondering where I should be on him. And that's why I put this in here. Because I don't know the answer on this. Keenan Allen has had just two games with more than 70 yards receiving on the year. He's had just one game with more than five receptions. I love Keenan Allen, but this is not if he was healthy, I expected more. And maybe that's on me.
And what's the narrative on Keenan Allen coming into the season? If he's healthy, he can put up top 10 wide receiver numbers.
Correct.
But like we talked about on Monday, the change in offensive coordinator. The offense in the passing game rolled through Keenan Allen until, you know, the past couple
seasons.
Same
offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Anthony Lynn supersedes the head coach. Yeah. You know he's an offensive mind, whatever. But now you see the offense in the passing game runs through Melvin Gordon, just like Anthony Lynn does wherever he goes.
Sure.
He gets the football to the running back out in the backfield. Keenan Allen works, comes down. Now he's just a piece of the puzzle. He's a wide receiver two-ish type guy moving forward.
You got to like him, though, this week. At New England.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
I'd even play Travis Benjamin this week.
Keenan Allen is, on the year, point-wise, he is wide receiver 14 overall.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's like, having a bad year.
No, he's not, but he's not wide receiver 7.
Corey just said he's wide receiver 2.
You would think, if we would have asked back in July, if you would have said, going into week 8, Keenan Allen will have no injury problems, you would say, okay, then he's in that top 7 range.
Correct.
Top 5, maybe.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Look at what he did in a few handful of games last year.
On average, Keenan Allen, on average, 22. He's number 22 overall in points per game. 13.
I mean, in all honesty, I had him in that, you know, anywhere from the high teens to the 20th. So, like, 15 to 20th as my wide receiver. So, I'm not, like, shocked. I mean, they have other weapons on this team.
Oh, I get it. And
you miss
like
a
Hunter
year.
Henry.
Like, Hunter, right. Like Hunter Henry. Absolutely. Absolutely right. Okay. So, let me ask this, gentlemen, the rest of the way. Some of these wide receivers I'm going to name are currently above Keenan Allen. Some of them are below Keenan Allen. I want to know where you guys stand. Because, admittedly, I'm the high guy, and I was dead wrong, Scott, in that trade that you made when you acquired Tyreek Hill. So, who would you rather have the rest of the way? Keenan Allen or Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill.
I know you're
right. Tyreek Hill. My rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com right now. Tyreek Hill's number 6.
Tyreek Hill.
Okay. Keenan Allen or Adam Thielen?
I'm going to say Keenan Allen. Neither one of them is getting in the end zone.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, go with Phillip Rivers over Case Keenum / Bridgewater.
I'm going to say Thielen, especially if Diggs comes back. I think it's a better offense. It frees him up a lot more, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the guy that got Phil Rivers as the quarterback and Keenan Allen, but it's closer than I would like it to be.
I'm going to go with Keenan Allen here as well. You mentioned Stephon Diggs coming back. We don't know when Stephon Diggs coming back. Yeah. We're talking to Dr. Ray about that tomorrow on the program.
That's got to be emailed to
Since that is...
So do it.
Since that is today, though, we're playing the game today, Keenan Allen or Stephon Diggs?
I'm going Diggs. Hopefully he's coming back.
Hopefully he comes back.
This guy looked like a superstar. He looked like he was the breakout. Everything.
Can you Diggs it?
Can you Diggs that?
The injury, he's brittle and all that, and that's something we had to take into consideration coming in. But as we know in the NFL, anybody can get hurt on any play.
Yeah, but
some guys are more injury prone than others.
Diggs
but both
is looking
of them,
like that guy.
Both of them have made a glass, but I think the glass breaks easier on Diggs.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
go
too.
Allen.
I'm gonna go Diggs though, because when Diggs get back in the mix, he Diggs work is excellent.
Diggs was looking like Antonio Brown.
Yeah. Diggs has an Antonio Brown skill.
I'll go with Allen to be a little bit more durable, but I'll take Diggs overall.
Okay, isn't that amazing? You just said Keenan Allen will be more durable than someone.
Yeah,
did you ever thought you'd say that?
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's very funny. Okay. What do I have here? Keenan Allen or Chris Hogan?
Chris Hogan.
Touchdowns, man. Touchdowns.
Sure.
Can't believe I said that.
Keenan Allen or Michael Crabtree?
Michael Crabtree.
Give me King Crab.
Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper?
Keenan Allen.
See,
points in yardage, I feel like more consistent.
I think receptions I got to go with the consistency here in Allen. I think the upside play is obviously Cooper. And I drafted Cooper ahead of Allen in every draft. But I'm going to go with the consistency.
Keenan Allen.
Whisper for that.
Yeah, I did, because I didn't want nobody to hear me.
Keenan Allen. Radio, they heard you.
Keenan Allen or Devontae Adams?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah. Keenan Allen. This is Brett Hundley. We don't know what this is.
Okay. Keenan Allen or Alshon Jeffrey?
I thought you were going to say Al Sharpton. I'm going to say what?
Keenan Allen or Jesse Jackson?
For the Rainbow Coalition?
Yeah.
What kind of work, community work is Keenan Allen
done? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keenan Allen or Alshon Jeffrey?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen.
Wait, shouldn't you be, Corey, shouldn't you be comparing Alshon Jeffrey to another tight end?
Yeah, I know.
Keenan Allen or Doug Baldwin?
Oh, Doug Baldwin. Baldwin. Doug Baldwin. I love Doug Baldwin.
Keenan Easy. Allen or...
This guy's in me too.
I do.
Well, we know.
But I don't love anybody as much as this
I know,
man.
I know. I know, Scott. If you touch your tip.
I got money.
All right.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, last one, or Brandon Cooks?
Brandon Cooks, Brandon easily. Cooks.
Hands down.
Okay, so there you go. That's kind of the deal on Keenan Allen. So it seems like we're like slightly lower than we were, but not like... overly low on Keenan Allen. Like we, as I said, in total, he's the 14th ranked wide receiver, 22nd in points per game. I think
you're expected more.
Around that.
You're satisfied with what you're getting right now, but you expected more. Sometimes I got this kid in my lineup, I'm like, oh, well, Keenan Allen's going to play at 4 o'clock, so my points are going to go up. Then I take my siesta and I come back and I have like 3 more points. And I'm like, what the T doing?
How great is that?
The Sunday afternoon siesta where the game is on. You know, when you go to the triple box after the 1 o'clock games, you kind of settle in. This week, I'm not going to be able to do that because America's game of the week is America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, versus the DC football team in a very big matchup. So we got to be up and at them for that one.
500 ball clubs. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think we may have to bet Chick-fil-A on that. I'll take this game.
Ooh, Chick-fil-A.
That'd be nice. We can do that.
Should I have Chick-fil-A for lunch?
Just have fun.
Corey and I had Quiznos yesterday.
I also had Quiznos yesterday.
Yeah, are you going to walk to Chick-fil-A today?
Well, that's how you. You know, that's like, they taxi a
we
block.
Got, we no no we got we got Manzo today, right?
We do. We're taking Found Territory today. Very good episode today. Okay. It's athletes get scared the crap out of us. Not like in a Deshaun Jackson against the Giants type of way. More of like
but
a,
in like a
Mike Tyson type.
Yeah,
of way.
Like in a Mike Tyson type of way, or a you know.
Corey's gonna say Eli Manning.
A Steven Jackson type of way.
Both of these guys on the list.
He's a nut, Steven Jackson.
Yeah, he is. We'll talk about that on Found Territory. When we come back, we'll talk more with you. This is the Roto Experts, best sports radio network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. Remember, go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and find out how to become a bone marrow donor, how to be a transfuse some blood, and ultimately save someone's life. You swab your cheeks, you're able to find out if you're a match with a candidate. If you are, can be a match, then that means that you can actually save somebody's life. It's not a procedure necessarily. You gotta just give blood for 6 hours and you're done. That simple, and you've saved lives. We talk about it a lot on this network and why it's a very, very good cause. It's rotoexperts.com/DKMS. It's extremely, extremely important. So please, if you have an opportunity, go to the rotoexperts.com/DKMS and just learn more about what it is. If you have no idea what I'm talking about and you just hear me read this every day, I understand. So just read about it. Understand it. And also, you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. You click a link. You go to a DFS website. You play the DFS game, you qualify in any of the first 16 weeks. You go play in week 17. You win week 17. You go to Minneapolis. You go to the Super Bowl. It's as easy as that. RotoExperts.com/DKMS.
Yeah, make sure every week on Roto Experts you check out Mike Waterloo's RotoExperts.com/DKMS picks and guide.
There you go. Should we?
Very impassioned read.
Thank you.
I'll give you my cheek.
I have some running back stats that I found interesting, guys. And I wanted to read them to you now. I'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it now. Do you know the number one running back in fantasy football is?
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. It's not Kareem Hunt anymore.
He's on pace to out-touch David Johnson from last year. I think David Johnson.
That's crazy.
413. He's on pace for 418. That's at Graham Barfield on Twitter.
There you go. Todd Gurley, the number one overall running back in fantasy football. And I laughed at the guy that took Todd Gurley in the first round of my fantasy draft.
Yeah, I was in on buying Gurley last year's trash. You feel what I'm saying? So I got him in two or three spots, and I'm happy with the production that I'm getting from Todd Gurley. He's a nice, lovely bounce back season for Mr. Gurley.
Are people still saying they need to sell Todd Gurley?
I think it's a mistake if they're selling that.
I don't know
that.
Why you would sell when you look at the landscape of running back. When you have a piece like that, you don't want to get rid of it. You have to covet it.
You know, people were, it was after, like, say, the first four games or so, they were looking ahead at the schedule and people were trying to be like, you know.
He just gets too much work.
Themselves.
He gets too much work.
No matter what the
matchup
is.
Who's the backup, though?
Oh, Malcolm Brown. He's had one down game this year. One.
Gurley has, yeah. I'll on a bye this week, so it'll be a down week for him as well.
No, he's on bye. I'm playing. I got to play Rob Kelly in the league.
I'm going Marlon Mack as a replacement.
At least Marlon Mack get work.
I'd rather Marlon Mack than Rob Kelly. Both Chris Thompson and Christian McCaffrey in PPR leagues.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Thompson about
in terms of touchdowns and the yardage, though, is.
He's been amazing. You know what I'm saying? You talk about a guy, he's a breakthrough player.
You know, he's putting up the kind of numbers and making the kind of plays we expected from McCaffrey. McCaffrey's catching a ton of passes. He's got a touchdown here and there, but we haven't seen him really any explosive plays.
And we haven't really seen much of a rusher from McCaffrey either.
Well, that's the thing. You haven't seen McCaffrey do it on the ground.
Like, yeah.
You know, Thompson took that 77-yard touchdown, and he's had a couple other really nice runs as well.
Yeah. I like CMC, though.
We haven't seen any CMC, like, big plays
I don't
that we
think
can remember.
Could be disappointed with Simpson.
I'm not saying disappointed,
so
but I'm saying
I don't
no.
Think
like,
so either.
I'm not saying disappointed. Well,
season's not over.
But what I'm saying is, to this point, we haven't seen any explosive plays at all.
And the thing is, too, he's what, like the 10th overall running back in the PPR.
He's catching.
And he hasn't even done anything in the rushing side.
And he hasn't really done anything on the touchdown side either. It's just the catches, and that's what we expected from him. He wanted him to get catches, and he's getting the catches.
He's catching the ball. He's not breaking any big plays, but he's catching the ball.
I would view it as there's still upside here.
Yeah,
I think.
Would you rather have ROS, Matt Ingram, or CMC?
I gotta go Ingram. Ingram's just getting so
what,
much.
What about Chris
Kamara or CMC?
Kamara.
That's a good one.
Kamara's running the ball, too.
Christian McCaffrey, again, is a top 10 running back.
In PPR. Where's he at in standard?
Hold on.
I might say CMC. That's really
in
cool.
Standard right now.
You still can go CMC over McCall?
I think so.
Wow.
I think
Christian McCaffrey in standard leagues is currently 21. Major difference in PPR
that's
leagues.
That's a big difference.
In the standard leagues.
Yeah.
Major, major difference.
But also, I think there's more of a path for CMC. Like, look, Jonathan Stewart could get hurt any week. And I think at some point, this is a big game. The Panthers were looking really good. Then they ran into the Eagles. They made a major dud in Chicago. So this is a really big week. Them and the Bucks. That's another game that's not getting enough press, because I think that's going to be a fun game to watch.
I don't know, though, even if Stewart gets hurt, if it makes a difference, because they're not going to give McCaffrey a big workload.
Well, but maybe they were kind of like, you know, maybe they were monitoring his load of the first half of the year. I look, this guy was a top 7 pick. He's gonna get more reps if somebody goes down.
somebody, so juvenile.
If somebody goes down. I look, this kid can run between the tackles and stuff, but it's tough. It's tough to succeed in the NFL in the running game if you only get 4 or 5 carries.
You don't get into a rhythm. Yeah.
When you look. at the top 12 running backs in total points scored. And I understand teams have had a bye. I get it. I'm not doing average for this particular player. But you know the total points scored in PPR leagues. You know who number 12 is, Corey?
Total points scored in PPR leagues all together?
Mm-hmm.
Running back, wide receiver, tight end, everything?
Running back 12.
Well, running back 12
running
in
back
PPR 12 league?
In PPR leagues.
Running back 12 in PPR is...
He's got 95.7 points.
Running back 12 in PPR, that 95... Is that Carlos Hyde?
I was about to say the same.
Not Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde is number 7 overall in PPR leagues.
Number
Duke Johnson.
Oh, I know. Oh,
nice one, Scott.
Duke Johnson.
That son of a gun.
Number 12 right now overall. Corey, that's an RB1.
I know, Greg. Nah.
Embrace the Johnson, Corey.
You just left the stadium, so I know you did. listen. You talk about, and coming up on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, we're going to get into our midseason awards. Duke Johnson is actually nominated for a couple of awards, including Bounce Back Player of the Year. Duke Johnson is getting it done.
And best Browns running back.
Duke Johnson, when it comes to average points per game, is 17th on the year. So,
you gotta love it. Duke Johnson, go in your lineup. You know what I'm saying? I would rather have, and I love Tevin Coleman. I'd rather have Duke than Tevin Coleman ROS.
Because they're always playing from behind. Game script works in his favor.
See, the thing with in PPR, and why I usually go wide receiver heavy is you get these pass catching backs that can do so much. And I know if you come from the standard mind, you know, from the standard format and that kind of look, you don't regard these guys as well. As you say, McCaffrey's what, 21 in standard, 10 in PPR? Mm-hmm. So I understand why some people like don't give them the credit or don't think they deserve. But, you know, if you're catching the ball and getting the targets, it's a huge boom.
Right,
do you have 3-0 verdicts on why I get them?
Yeah, I've been saying that for a while. I like that. Okay.
Tariq Cohen is still running back 19 in the PPR, and he ain't touched the ball. My fault, Greg. My bad. My bad.
Yes, Tariq Cohen is that. Do you know who RB's 24 is? I'll go with 23 in a second. RB 24 on the year is Bilal Powell. That's an RB2. Bilal Powell.
On a week-to-week basis, though, what is he averaging? Though?
So on the season, good question, Scotty. Bilal Powell is averaging 11 fantasy points. That is 11.1. That is 0.3 less than Tariq Cohen, and that is 0.7 less than the man that is in the RB23. This guy is barely an RB2, and that is C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, the C.J. Anderson, there's a reason why now, when you look back, and he was, that last weekend, he was going like 7th round. He was going mainly 5th, early 6th for most of the draft season. And like I said, he had that Dallas game where he blew up. But even like Bilal Powell, I mean, he's at RB24. He had that one killer game versus Jackson.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. I crushed
that. That's kind of been it.
That's been it. A couple of other notes here before we hit that break. That is that Isaiah Crowell has more PPR points. No, this is a good. This is
I'm about to say.
Why apparently than Shane Vereen?
Touché, kid.
No, Scott. Then Joe Mixon.
How about that?
Isaiah Crowell has more fantasy points than Joe Mixon. So for that, everyone that's all over Joe Mixon, and things are going to get better in the second half. Things are going to get better next week. And it's always next week that Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon did have a ball.
Isaiah Crowell has more fantasy points than Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon was hardly utilized the first few weeks.
I understand. I'm just saying, Corey.
No, I feel you. That's interesting.
I kept saying cut Crowell and stuff.
Yeah. You can't cut him. He's a starting running back. You can't cut him. But that's kind of what messes it up too. Is that you can't cut him.
Are you even comfortable putting him in your starting lineup this week though?
He has a bad matchup this week going against the Vikings defense. I don't want to play him.
He has a bad matchup when he goes up against anybody.
He's slowly getting better. Maybe you can start him by week 13.
He went from 50 to 60 yards.
Yeah, he's slowly getting better.
In my in-season ranks on RotoExperts.com, he's my 37th ranked running back.
I said this before. Jalen Richard has more PPR points than Marshawn Lynch, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
Frank Gore has more PPR points than Jay Ajayi.
That's kind of the thing I've been highlighting in the arguments I've been having with, like, Jordan Howard and Jay Ajayi. Jay Ajayi rushes for 130 yards, doesn't score a touchdown. That's 13 points.
Jay Ajayi doesn't have a touchdown all season.
It's true. Just find that really interesting. Last note for running back.
Where's James White on this?
I'll tell you in a second. Chris Carson has more PPR points. Chris Carson has more PPR points than Eddie Lacy and Thomas Rawls combined. Take a break. Wrap up the program with Dr. Jake Seeley when we come back.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts program. Coming up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy, followed by the BFFs. Ready, Rage, come your way after that. And then, of course, lineup lock tonight and Fantasy Freestyle. All coming live from you inside Studio 34.
Oh, yes.
Well, you don't like Studio 34?
No, I love Studio 34.
I do like the decorations. Very
Thank festive. You. Thank you. We worked hard on that. All right. Jake Seeley, you're the only kid. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Greg, and everybody else.
How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
No complaints here on my end. We were talking about a little while ago. We were mentioning Demaryius Thomas, and we mentioned Keenan Allen. Demaryius Thomas in PPR leagues, I know you're a standard league guy, but in PPR leagues, Demaryius Thomas is the 36th ranked wide receiver overall. That's brutal. What do you expect from him going forward?
Kevin 100. He's
well, it includes from what happened last week, too, is why it's been brutal so far. So yep. I expect better going forward. I mean, if you look at last week, the way that game plan was run, it's not surprising that the entire offense struggled. It's just both the game plan and what the Chargers sold out to do is stop the run and stop the Demaryius Thomas and let everything else try to beat them. And unfortunately, the Broncos don't have much else. If you sell out to stop the run and you double-team Demaryius Thomas, it's not Benny Fowler and Jordan Taylor that are going to beat you guys. So if you look at going forward, I think this is arrows pointing down until Emmanuel Sanders is back, because Demaryius Thomas is not going to do much better in standard when it comes to that kind of game plan going forward, and the Chargers gave everybody else the script and it worked perfectly.
Yeah, but ever since Peyton Manning has taken the downturn, you know, those were the big Demaryius Thomas touchdown years. The touchdowns have continued to shrink to the point now where they're nothing.
Is his body betraying him?
No, I think the offense is. The quarterback, you know, like, they might as well bring Elway out of the luxury
box.
He
hasn't been healthy, fully healthy the last couple of years. He was even saying this year, coming in, he's fully healthy, no hip issue.
I think his body's starting to betray him, too.
I think
it's a combination of both. Yeah. I don't think he doesn't look like that burst is not there. Like a couple of years ago when DT was healthy, I was like, Sun might be the best player in the league because he was like, he'd take that screen pass and he was going
the crib. Nobody was explosive like the bubble screen. It's funny now because when you watch Chris Thompson now, he has that same kind of explosion.
Yeah, but Chris Thompson is not like 6'7", 285 pounds like Demaryius Thomas is.
Right now, there's nobody more.
I know, Jake. I knew Jake was going to correct me.
Jake would be like, he's 6'5", 250.
6'3", 230.
See?
That's a big dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Compared to Chris Thompson, he shouldn't be moving like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, though, when they get behind the second level, though, it's like they're gone.
Silence. All right.
No, it's the truth, Scott. I mean, I feel you. Can you hear me, James?
I'm sure Jake knows his 40 speed.
No, I look, there's still hope here. Like, he showed up against Buffalo. He put up 133 against the Giants secondary, which is one of the best in the league. Buffalo's defense has been playing great this year, so there's still hope here. Yeah, it still is. Ask Corey how Janoris Jenkins did against Des Bryant.
All right, all
right. But Eli Apple's middle name is Toast.
Eli Apple's playing good, Scott.
Eli Apple's been much, much better.
Eli Apple's playing good. The Giants, the best part of the Giants is
he gave up three touchdown passes last week.
But every time I watch it,
he did not have three touchdown passes last week.
No, I'm saying the secondary secondary gave up three touchdowns.
Look how much they're on the field now. They're on the field all game because the offense is 3 and out.
Correct.
I had to teach Scott about football again.
I really
think that stupid math.
The offense is 2 and out.
2 and out.
Yeah,
that's true.
Is it true?
He might not even threaten the Dallas defense.
What's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
Fantasy Football Frenzy, we get ready to go through the midseason awards. So we'll look back at some of the stuff that's going on through the first 7 weeks of the NFL season. Get you prepared for the upcoming week. So I sent emails out to people in the industry. We come up with the nominations. And then we'll get a winner going. And then we'll give out our Fantasy Football Frenzy midseason awards.
There you go. You look forward to that. Very, very excited.
Most impactful injury is the first award we'll be giving out.
And will it be the first player that was taken in all of drafts?
No. He's one of the nominees.
It is.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Come back tomorrow. Dr. Ray will join the program. And so will all these guys. It's Matt Modica. He's Wall Street. It's the King, Scott Angle. And it's Fantasy Executive Corey Parson. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.